From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the U.S.-led coalition is preparing for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city seen as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Speaking at Paris Tuesday, Carter said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city Mosul. He said the operation would rely on what he called capable and motivated local forces. Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers outside the city center for the past week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday. Somali-based al-Shabaab militants attacked non-Muslims along Kenya's northeastern border early Tuesday, killing at least 12 people. Their target, the Bisharo Guest House in Mandera County.
I was shot at more than three times. By God's grace, police KDF.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to her assistance and also to one of her friends. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks that have been attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. This is VOA News.